The Nizokin and the Nemihochi. So even by Nizokin then, how come the Nizik has the right to collect from the easiest, the best field? Why can't this last Lokeach say, listen, if you'll take Benanis, okay. If you're not going to take Benanis, I'll give back the Zaburius to the owner. And then, since that's the only field that he has, he'll have to collect from the Zaburius. So why can't I take off from the Nizik also? And the Nizik Nami name Hochi. Samara says no. Samara says it's not true, so that can't be the case here. Ela Hocha B'mayaskino, we're talking about over here, B'yasmi. We're talking about now that they were Yisaimim. That's what we're talking about over here. Dilav B'nei Peroyaninu. That the original owner died, and he only has his sons left over, the Yisaimim. And the Yisaimim are called La B'nei Peroyaninu. You can't collect from the Yisaimim. V'shibudi Dilei Olei Didei Ramya. And his shibud is upon you. So Rashi says, Elamidla Torah, not about Korach of Hochei Eskina going, Shemei Samoicha, talking about the Moicha died. Vechi Vashlei Haniya Karka, he didn't leave over any property. Eina Yisaimim, the Donnie the Peroyan, you can't collect from the Yisaimim. The Metalkli the Yasmin of Achav Lemishtabdi. So therefore, the Yisaimim don't have to pay up. You only go to this Lokeach. Now, Vyafa Pi Shemas Lem Karka, even if the Lokeach would give back the karka to the Yisaimim, Hevelu ki yasmi shakona karka liyachem itas aviyam. That has a lot like the Yisaimim that bought new property after the father died, and you can't collect. The Baal Chayv of the father doesn't collect from it. So therefore, by Yisaimim, the Nitzik you can't push off. Because we're talking about now by the Yisaimim, so you don't have Ishaskis. You don't have the sword to say, keep quiet, or else I give the property back to the owner. Of course, you can't give the property back to the owner. He's dead. Give it back to the Yisaimim. They're not lav b'nei peroyan inu. So therefore, the shibud, the payment is upon you. You have to pay. Hilkach lech l'mei mahochi. So you can't say this teretz. So now we're back to the original kasha then. If the case is that he bought idius last, so if he bought idius last, the question is then, so why doesn't the ksubasisha and the balchoiv collect from the idius? Since this was the last property that you bought, so you bought it off the meicher, so that was the b'nei chayrin. Since so, that was the last property, that's the one you should collect from. So how come now the lekech has the right to push off the baal chayv to the beinonis or the isha to the zburius? Why? So my answer is ela mishum the amalhu, because it's like this. As far as like this, this lekech says time of my yomer rabbanon ein nifroyim minchosim mishubadim amokim sheish b'nei chayrin. What's the reason why the rabbanon said that you can't go and get your beinonis from Mishabodim, if it was sold already, when the Moicha still has property? That's Mishum Takanta Didi. The Rabbanan made a Takana for a Lokeach. Like this, if a person buys the field, will always have to be afraid. If I buy the field, maybe tomorrow someone will come and take it away from me. Because maybe from the person that I bought it off, he owes somebody else money, and that person will come and collect my property. So in order that should not happen too often, the Rabbanan made a Takana. So when you buy property of somebody, they can't take the property away from you as long as there's some property left by the meicher. As long as the meicher has some property left over, that's the property that has to be paid off with, and not from Mishabodim. That's a svar midrabbanan. Now it's really midiraisa of Yochi Budi midiraisa says that when you borrow money, so your beinonis, your middle class field is mishubah to me. So really, even if you sell it to somebody else, I should still have a right to go and get it away from the person that bought it. It's only the Rabbanan made it a corner. No, you can't go get your beninus. You have to take what the meicher has. So that's a svara why it's a corner didi for the lokeach. So here, since it's one lokeach that bought all three properties, he has a right to say, I know me, this one lokeach, poho takanta lo nichali. I do not like this takana. I would rather leave it out the svara shibudu di raisa that says that you bal chayv, you have a right to collect from your beninus. Even though I bought the beninus first, still your shibud remains by the beninus. Because I don't like that takana that was made for my sake, that you go back to the owner. No, I'd rather you come to me. And that you could do, kid a rova like rova. The Yama rova says, whoever says, I do not want a takana chachamim, could go in zoo in a case like this, where the Chomer made a special takana for your benefit. So where the whole takana was for your benefit, the Lachar is shining loy. You have a right to say you don't want it. But the Chomer don't force you. They do something for your benefit. But if you say you don't want it, okay, they take it back. Michael Goinzu, what was that case that Rava was talking about? Kid Rafuna, like Rafuna. The wife has a right to say to her husband, like, don't feed me, and I don't want to work for you. The Chacham made a takana that you have to feed me. Since the husband has to feed his wife, therefore what she works goes back to the husband. But that's for her takana though, for her sake. So she has the right to say, I don't want that. I don't want you to feed me, but I would rather keep my paycheck for myself. So Nisha has the right to do that. Since the whole takana with Rabbana was for her sake, she could say, I don't want it. See here also, the whole reason why a Baal Chayv can't collect from Mishabodim is a takana for the Mishabodim, for the Lakeach. Here, with Lakeach is better off. If the Baal Chayv has to take his Shibud from the Beninus, so he has the right to say, don't do me no favors, leave your Shibud on the Beninus, and therefore, even though I bought Idiot last, you can't get the Idiot, because your Shibud is still upon the Beninus, therefore you only collect your Beninus. And the same thing with Subas Isha, she only collects from Zeburius. Now the Gemara says like this. Pshit is for sure, Mocha Lakeach Beninus U Zeburius Vishayir Idiot Afonim. Let's say this Lakeach that bought the three properties off the original person, now he sold it to a third person. And he sold the Beninus and the Zeburius, and he left over the Idiot to himself. So here for sure, Laisi Kulav Ligvam Idiot. All three of them, the Isha and the Baal Chayv, has a right to collect from the Idiot. Why? To Achareinhi, because that's the last one. O Beninus or Zeburius, last night, Gabay. He doesn't have any more Beninus or Zeburius. That's what we're talking about when he bought the same case. He bought the Idiot last. So since he bought the Idiot last, that's really the Shibu was upon the Idiot. Just if he has the Beninus, he has a right to say, I'll pay you from the Beninus. But here that he already sold the Beninus or the Zeburius, let Lesnail Gabay to Moslemaimalu Gabi me Beninus of Zeburius. He doesn't have it. So he can't tell them, listen, I'll pay you from the Beninus of Zeburius. To La Yichli but to come to the Rabbonin. I can't say I don't want it to come to the Rabbonin, and therefore I'll pay you from the Beninus, because I don't have it. So if this Lakeach that bought all three properties, that he bought the easiest last, and now he sold to somebody else the Beninus and the Zeburius, so the Baal Chayv that comes to him and says, listen, you bought the Idiot. That was the last property that my Leiva had. And that property was Meshubah to me. So you have to pay me from this Idiot. And here you don't have any more Beninus left over to say I'll pay you for the Beninus. So that's Pshita that they all collect from this Idiot, from the best field. Abba, what's going to be in a case like this? Abba, Mocher Idiot. Let's say he sold the Idiot. The Ishaya Beninus of Zeburius, he left over by himself the Beninus and Zeburius. My, what's the halacha here? Could they go to the Idiot or not? So Sovra, by the way, Mabaya thought to say, also Kula Gavim Idiot. All of them have a right now to go to that Idiot. Because really that Idiot was the last property left over by the original Loiva, by the original Mazik. So therefore their Shibud was on that Idiot. And since now that property was sold to a third person, they have a right to collect from him. Omale Rav said no. Ma Mocha Rishon L'Sheni. You know what the first one? This first Lakeach sells the second Lakeach. It's a Svara. Kol Sechus Shetobul Yodai. It's a Svara. When you sell property, you sell all the Sechusim you have in it to this new Lakeach. Therefore, the Kivon Dilu Osagabe Lakeach Rishon. Since it all come to the first Lakeach, and they would want to get Idiots from him, he wouldn't pay Idiots. Because Motzi Agvile Mebenis Uzaburius. That first Lakeach, since he has the Beninus and the Zeburius, he has a right to say to them, I'll pay you from the Beninus and the Zeburius. V'yafa pi d'chizavni Beninus and Zeburius, akat Idiot b'nei Chayrin. Even though at the time when he bought the Beninus and Zeburius, the Idiot was still by the first original Loiva, it was Ben Chayrin there, Hevei, and even though there's a klal of V'yei Nifroyim and Chosu Meshubadim, Kol Zman Hikib B'nei Chayrin, that really you have no right to collect from the other property that was sold already, V'mokim, there's still B'nei Chayrin left over, still the first Lakeach could be Matchanim, does not have to pay them from Idiot, he could pay them from Beninus. Why? Because Mosi Omri could tell them, Lo Nichli B'hai Takanta, I do not like this Takanta, the Rabbonin. If I want to leave it without the Takana, that in the Chos, you are Baal Chayv, you are Meshubah to the Beninus, you only get the Beninus. So that's what the first Lakeach could say. The first Lakeach does not have to pay the Baal Chayv from the Idiot, but from the Beninus. If so, now that he sold his Idiot to a third person, Lakeach Sheni, the second one that bought his property, Nami Motzi Omli, he could say the same thing back. Govi Beninus Zeburius, you Baal Chayv, go collect from the Beninus, that's by the first Lakeach. Why? Techizov and Lakeach Sheni, when the second Lakeach bought it, Adaita the chos chusa the hevel elirishon v'gavos oven. He only bought it with a condition that he has all the schusim that the first lakeh has. So since the first lakeh has the schus not to pay them from idius, he has the right to push them off to the original chayv, that the original shiva they had. So Baal Chayv had to benenis, and the ishat is the burius. So since the first lakeh could do it, when he sells the idius to the second one has that same schus that they can't collect his idius, but he can push them off to the benenis and the burius. Omar Rabba says like this, Ruvain Shemocha Kol Sadaisim L'Shimin. Ruvain sold all his property to Shimon. For Holach Shimon Omocha Sodar Achas Levi. Shimon now sold one property to Levi. Now, Ubo Baal Chayv the Ruvain. The Baal Chayv of Ruvain comes here right now, and he wants to collect his money. So Ruvain has no more fields. Ruvain sold all his fields to Shimon, and Shimon sold one to Ruvain. Let's say they're all Beninists, let's say. So Locher is, Rotsum is their goiva, Rotsum is their goiva. This Baal Chayv now has a right to go either to Shimon or to Levi, because either one of them has from him Mishabadim. For Lo Yamon, we only say to say, Lo Dezoven Beninists. When can he go back even to Levi? Only if Levi bought Beninis. Alvozovan Idis or Zaburius. But let's say Levi, the third one, only bought either Idis or Zaburius Lai. Then the Baal Chayv can't go to him. He has to stay by the first Lakeach. Why? Because the second one could say the Yomalei. Lahochi Daiki Vizani Idis or Zaburius. You know, I was Medantic, I was careful only to buy either Idis or Zaburius. Aryeh Delechazi Lecho. Land that's not fitting for you. Because I don't want you to collect it. So therefore, I have a right that if I only bought either Idis or Zaburius, you can't take collect from me, you have to go to the first Lakeh that has your Beninus. And another Chiddush, V'yafilu Zovim Beninus Nami, even if the second Lakeach bought Beninus, Hitaka bought Beninus, he bought, still, the Baal Chayv cannot go straight to Levi. Lo Yamoronela Deloy Shayim Beninus Tekavosei. When do we say can go to Levi? Only if there is no Beninus left over by Shimon. To lay motzi yomalei, because then Levi, the third one, cannot say to the Baal Chayv, "Henachta lechomokem legabi Shimon," that I left over some property for you to collect from Shimon. If I can't say that, then the Baal Chayv has the right to go to Levi that bought the only Beninis. Avul shaye Beninis. But let's say Shimon first bought all the Beninis, two fields of Beninis. Now Levi came and only bought one property of Beninis, and he left over one Beninis by Shimon. If so, Avoshaya Beninis Tekavosa Gabi Shimon. If Levi left over an equal property of Beninis by Shimon, then Lagovimineh, then the Baal Chayv cannot go to Levi to the third one. To Motzi Yomlek, or the third one, Levi could say, Henachti Lechomok Ligbas Bemenu. Listen, I left over property by Shimon. I left over Beninis for you to collect. Therefore, you can't get more than Shimon's Beninis. Omar Abaya says, Ruvein Shemocha Sodel Shimon Beachrayas. If Ruvain sold his field to Shimon with an achrayis, with a guarantee, that if it's taken away from you, I'll pay you for it. Now, v'yos the Baal Chayv de Ruvain. The Baal Chayv, somebody that Ruvain borrowed money from, now comes to collect. V'torof me Shimon, he wants to go and take away the property from Shimon. So halacha is, dinahu, there's halacha now, that the ozer Ruvain has the right to come, or mishtoya dina badei. He has the right to go into this din Torah. Even though now the Baal Chayv is going straight to Shimon and saying, listen, Shimon, you own this property right now. It belongs to me. You have to pay me. So even though the Baal Chayv is talking straight to Shimon, Reuven has a right to stick his 2 cents in. And he has a right to say, to be a Baal Dov, and have to say, no, either I paid up or I know what's doing. And v'lei motzi yomalei, and the Baal Chayv cannot say to this Reuven, lav Baal Dovrom de Diyat. Like, what are you doing here? You're not the Baal Dov. I'm not coming to you to collect. I'm coming to Shimon to collect. No, the Baal Chayv can't say this. The Yomalei, because Reuven has a right to say, listen, if you're going to take away this property from Shimon, or Lai Hodor, Shimon is going to come back to me to get the money from me. So if I'm a Baal Dover, it's Nagei to me here, therefore I have a right to say, like in Dina Mishpat, a Toyin V'nitzen has special Kayach HaTayno. The Baal Dvorim himself has a right to Tayna something, to say something. So here, Reuven is called the Baal Dover here. Vika the army, some say even the bigger Kiddush. Vika the army, some say, Afilu Shleib Achrayis. Even when Reuven first sold the property to Shimon, even without Achrayis. Nami. Also, Reuven has a right to come into the Din Torah. The Omalek, as Reuven could say to the Baal Chayv, La Nichalit to Hevel the Shimon to Rumas Alai. I don't like the fact that Shimon should have complaints against me. Because what happened here? Reuven sold this field to Shimon. Without Achrayis, without any guarantee. So now Reuven's Baal Chayv comes and takes away the property from Shimon. It's taken away. He can't come back to Reuven. But Shimon's going to feel bad. Shimon's going to feel, listen, I had a bad deal. I lost all my money. He's going to have terumis against Reuven. He can't do anything, but it's only complaints. So Reuven has a right to say, I don't want someone to have complaints against me. Therefore, I'm also about Dov here. I have a right to say what I have to say. Whether I tie and I paid up or you have no right to take it, we have to listen to what Reuven says. The Yom Rabbi, Abaye says like this. Reuven Shemocha Sodel Shimon Shlom Achrayis. Reuven that sold his field to Shimon without a guarantee.